Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 7th of December. I am Brian, and it is my pleasure and honor to be here with you today. And what a joy that my wife could join you. So many of you tell me along the way, oh, it's such a great surprise when she shows up unexpectedly. And yeah, that is so true. And I trust that she'll continue to show up unexpectedly as a great surprise throughout the years of the Daily Audio Bible. Okay, so here we go. We're reading from the New International Version this week. And we've been reading in the book of Hosea. So chapter 6, verse 1 through 9, 17 today. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. What can I do with you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah? Your love is like the morning mist, like the early dew that disappears. Therefore, I cut you in pieces with my prophets. I killed you with the words of my mouth. Then my judgments go forth like the sun, for I desire mercy, not sacrifice, an acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings. As at Adam, they have broken the covenant. They were unfaithful to me there. Gilead is a city of evildoers stained with footprints of blood. As marauders lie in ambush for a victim, so do bands of priests. They murder on the road to Shechem, carrying out their wicked schemes. I have seen a horrible thing in Israel. There, Ephraim is given to prostitution. Israel is defiled. Also for you, Judah, a harvest is appointed. Whenever I would restore the fortunes of my people, whenever I would heal Israel, the sins of Ephraim are exposed and the crimes of Samaria revealed. They practice deceit. Thieves break into houses. Bandits rob in the streets. But they do not realize that I remember all their evil deeds. Their sins engulf them. They are always before me. They delight the king with their wickedness, the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, burning like an oven, whose fire the baker need not stir, from the kneading of the dough till it rises. On the day of the festival of our king, the princes become inflamed with wine, and he joins hands with the mockers. Their hearts are like an oven. They approach him with intrigue. Their passion smolders all night. In the morning it blazes like a flaming fire. All of them are hot as an oven. They devour their rulers. All their kings fall, and none of them calls on me. Ephraim mixes with the nations. Ephraim is a flat loaf not turned over. Foreigners sap his strength, but he does not realize it. His hair is sprinkled with gray, but he does not notice. Israel's arrogance testifies against him, but despite all this, he does not return to the Lord his God or search for him. Ephraim is like a dove, easily deceived and senseless, now calling to Egypt, now turning to Assyria. When they go, I will throw my net over them. I will pull them down like the birds in the sky. When I hear them flocking together, I will catch them. Woe to them, because they have strayed from me. Destruction to them, because they have rebelled against me. I long to redeem them, but they speak about me falsely. They do not cry out to me from their hearts, but wail on their beds. They slash themselves, appealing to their gods for grain and new wine, but they turn away from me. I trained them and strengthened their arms, but they plot evil against me. They do not turn to the Most High. They are like a faulty bow. Their leaders will fall by the sword, because of their insolent words. For this, they will be ridiculed in the land of Egypt. Put the trumpet to your lips. An eagle is over the house of the Lord, because the people have broken my covenant and rebelled against my law. Israel cries out to me, "Our God, we acknowledge you." But Israel has rejected what is good. An enemy will pursue him. They set up kings without my consent. They choose princes without my approval. With their silver and gold, they make idols for themselves to their own destruction. Samaria, throw out your calf idol. My anger burns against them. How long will they be incapable of purity? They are from Israel. This calf, a metal worker, has made it. It is not God. It will be broken in pieces, that calf of Samaria. They sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. The stalk has no head. It will produce no flower. Were it to yield grain, foreigners would swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up. Now she is among the nations like someone no one wants. For they have gone up to Assyria like a wild donkey wandering alone. Ephraim has sold herself to lovers. Although they have sold themselves among the nations, I will now gather them together. They will begin to waste away under the oppression of the mighty king. Though Ephraim built many altars for sin offerings, these have become altars for sinning. I wrote for them the many things of my law, but they regarded them as something foreign. Though they offer sacrifices as gifts to me, and though they eat the meat, the Lord is not pleased with them. Now he will remember their wickedness and punish their sins. They will return to Egypt. Israel has forgotten their maker and built palaces. Judah has fortified many towns, but I will send fire on their cities that will consume their fortresses. Do not rejoice, Israel. Do not be jubilant like the other nations, for you have been unfaithful to your God. You love the wages of a prostitute at every threshing floor. Threshing floors and wine presses will not feed the people. The new wine will fail them. They will not remain in the Lord's land. Ephraim will return to Egypt and eat unclean food in Assyria. They will not pour out wine offerings to the Lord, nor will their sacrifices please him. Such sacrifices will be to them like the bread of mourners. All who eat them will be unclean. This food will be for themselves. It will not come into the temple of the Lord. What will you do on the day of your appointed festivals? On the feast days of the Lord? Even if they escape from destruction, Egypt will gather them and Memphis will bury them. Their treasures of silver will be taken over by briars and thorns will overrun their tents. The days of punishment are coming. The days of reckoning are at hand. Let Israel know this. Because your sins are so many and your hostility so great, the prophet is considered a fool, the inspired person a maniac. The prophet, along with my God, is the watchman over Ephraim. Yet snares await him on all his paths, and hostility in the house of his God. They have sunk deep into corruption, as in the days of Gibeah. God will remember their wickedness and punish them for their sins. When I found Israel, it was like finding grapes in the desert. When I saw your ancestors, it was like seeing the early fruit on the fig tree. But when they came to Baal Peor, they consecrated themselves to that shameful idol and became as vile as the thing they loved. Ephraim's glory will fly away like a bird. No birth, no pregnancy, no conception. Even if they rear children, I will bereave them of every one. Woe to them when I turn away from them. I have seen Ephraim, like Tyre, planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim will bring out their children to the slayer. Give them, Lord. What will you give them? give them wombs that miscarry and breasts that are dry. Because of all their wickedness in Gilgal, I hated them there. Because of their sinful deeds, I will drive them out of my house. I will no longer love them. All their leaders are rebellious. Ephraim is blighted. Their root is withered. They yield no fruit. Even if they bear children, I will slay their cherished offspring. My God will reject them because they have not obeyed him. They will be wanderers among the nations. All right, so here we are at the third letter of the Apostle John, or 3rd John, and it was written probably right along with 2nd John, or very shortly thereafter, and it's a little different than John's first and second letters, in that this is a personal letter to a man named Gaius. The letter was probably written from Ephesus, where John spent the latter years of his life. Gaius was an upstanding Christian man who was a member of one of the nearby churches and was passionate about assisting missionaries in the area and furthering the gospel of Jesus. In a fascinating picture of church politics, a man named Diotrephes inserts himself into the equation because he does not like the way that Gaius is doing his missionary assistance. John writes this letter to Gaius to affirm him in what he is doing and to let him know that he'll deal with the issue. This letter helps us see lines of spiritual authority and also helps us to see that some of the issues that we see about us today, or even struggles for the early church. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. The Elder. To my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers and sisters, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. Please send them on their way in a manner that honors God. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such people, so that we may work together for the truth. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will not welcome us. So when I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, spreading malicious nonsense about us. Not satisfied with that, he even refuses to welcome other believers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace to you. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name. Psalm 126, 1 through 6, a song of ascents. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Proverbs 29:12-14. If a ruler listens to lies, all his officials become wicked. The poor and the oppressor have this in common: the Lord gives sight to the eyes of both. If a king judges the poor with fairness, his throne will be established forever. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for its guidance. We thank you for its comfort. We thank you for the fact that it's alive in us. It's something that comes alive in us and keeps us spiritually strong and alive. It is food spiritually to us. It is strength to us. Thank you, God, for such a kind gift, our story. And we ask that our story mimic your story, that we live the life you've created us to live, rather than the one in which we assert our sovereignty and end up destroying ourselves. Come, Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth. This very day, we pray in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. Of course, you go to the website and, well, there's a lot of things. You can spend some time at the website just kind of poring over the resources and the stuff that make up the Daily Audio Bible, learning more. But if you just hit the home page, you can see at a glance pretty much what's going on around here. And quite a bit is going on around here around passages. So today I can announce that the Passages audiobook, and I know a lot of you have been waiting for the audiobook, is available on iTunes. Just search either Passages or my name. And it's also available at audible.com. Those are the only two places I've seen the audiobook available thus far. This is kind of a rolling out thing. I'm keeping you informed. I don't know. Maybe the best thing for me to do is just to wait. And when it's all out around the 26th of December everywhere, and then talk about it. But I've just decided to keep you informed on what I know. It's available on iTunes, and it's available at audible.com. I also noticed that the Kindle version became available on Amazon.com. So those of you who are Kindle readers, Passages is now available. Of course, you can get the Passages book from DailyAudioBible.com. We have them. I think we're the only ones that still have the book. And we also have the gift basket for this year that has the Passages, as well as Rwandan coffee and a Wind Farm coffee mug, or Passages and some English breakfast tea and a mug, which make great gifts. You can get those at the Daily Audio Bible store at dailyaudiobible.com. Okay, this evening the plan is to release the Daily Audio Bible audio Christmas card, the tradition of the Daily Audio Bible family. And it's a little bit late, but I encourage you that when you download it, you listen to it right away. Now, it's got a lot of calls, and you know, it's a beautiful thing as we go through the nativity story and intersperse it with all of the stories from the people who have called in. But Jill and I have a story that we share in the audio Christmas card, that we're excited to share with you. So And we'll have to talk about that later, but I just want you to know it's coming. This evening, it will download as you download Daily Audio Bible. All right, if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at the website as well. There's a link on the homepage, and man, the words fail me. I'm so utterly astounded, completely humbled at the way that this has been a family affair and what it's grown into. And so I thank you for your partnership. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. And that will do it for today. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Janet again. I am calling in again for prayer for my brother Joe. I called in a little while back concerning his bout with cancer. Right now, he has actually gotten to the point where he really can't even get out of bed anymore. And he's got a catheter in. It's just extremely painful for him. He's bleeding through it. And my sister's doing everything she can to help him. But I really don't think that he's able to even really communicate too well with her. But anyway, I just can't imagine all the pain that he's already going through. And the reason he's got catheter is because he's too big for my sister to be able to put the depends on and off of him, because he can't really stand up anymore. He keeps falling over. He can't hold himself up anymore. So anyway, I would really, really appreciate you praying for him, and I'm just praying that the Lord just do what he needs, what he plans for him, if it's to take him home. But I just don't want him to be suffering anymore, and I really appreciate all of your prayers. I do pray for every one of you. Every time I hear requests going out, I'm praying for you. So I know that I've got a lot of people praying for us too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Crystal calling from Maryland, and I'm a first-time caller. And I just wanted to respond to Mike from Louisiana, who called in and said he was feeling selfish and that he should be doing more as far as spreading the faith. And Mike, I just want to remind you that the message is that God will use your life if you are faithful to his word. And the pressures and the demands to do everything that comes on your heart is not really what God wants to respond to all the time. We have to remember that, you know, you're a school teacher. God's using your life every day to reach those kids. And you have a young child. And you being a great father is breathing life into that child. So I just thank God for your life and the work that you're doing, and just be faithful to the word and to growing your spirit. God will use you. You don't have to have the master plan, because God does. And so I just want to encourage you to stay strong in the Lord and let him do wondrous works through you. You shouldn't feel guilt. God loves a cheerful giver, and so he'll let you know when there's something you need to do. It will be on your heart, and you will have the energy physically, emotionally, and spiritually to do that. And just pray that God will make these things clear to you. God bless your family, and God bless all the other Daily Audio Bible family. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Betsy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. I am calling in response to, I believe her name was Melissa, who called in on November 5th. She said she was just had some heart and lung problems all her life, and was currently having some heart problems. I just wanted to call in and let her know about something that my boss is really involved in. It's called Canine Partners for Life. Basically, a group that raises dogs to assist people. And they're more than just service dogs. You know, they'll guide people who are blind, but then they can also do things like detect seizures before they happen. There was one woman who had dropping potassium levels, which was really dangerous, and the dog could actually tell her when this was happening. So I'm thinking this type of dog may be helpful for you. If it's something that you're interested in, they do have a website where you can find out more information. It is canineforlife.org. It's the letter K, the number 9, the number 4, forlife.org. So I just wanted to let you know about that. It may be something that could help you out. I don't know if the dogs are sensitive to your particular condition, but I know they can help people with heart conditions. And it's funny that my boss and I were just talking about that at lunch, and then I listened to your request on the podcast as I was driving home that night, and I thought, wow, maybe she could use one of those dogs. That would be great. And I just wanted to say thank you to Brian and his family for the Daily Audio Bible. It's been a blessing. I've been listening for 3 years now, and it's been great. Got my husband listening, and it's just been a real joy. I listen during my commute to and from work every day, and it's great that I can make use of that time when I'm just sitting in the car. I can listen to the Word of God and pray for everybody. So it really feels like I can make good use of what would otherwise just be time sitting in the car. So thanks, Brian, and your family, and have a good day.
Hi. I know people have much bigger problems than mine. I have more than what I need. And I'm grateful for God for the things He's given me. But I'm very unhappy. I cry. I'm angry. I don't have the things that I want in life. If we can just pray, please, that I can find peace in my heart, peace in my soul, and find some kind of happiness in my life, because I'm really not happy. Thank you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. My name is Patrick. I'm calling from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And I would like a prayer request for myself. For about 25, 30 years, I've suffered with what the doctors have diagnosed is on borderline manic depression. And I can go into periods of depression that are almost like so dark and so gloomy. There's no hope, and I have a lot of suicidal thoughts, and life isn't worth living, basically. And I just know that a lot of people say that if it's the Lord's will for me to be healed, well, I believe that it is the Lord's will for me to be healed. And I believe also that He has used the doctors and the medication for the last 30 years. It's helped me to cope. And I have known other friends that have suffered with actual manic depression, even though I haven't been labeled as manic. Like I say, I'm borderline manic. And I'm just, you know, tired of living like this. I'm tired. Like, even now as I'm phoning in, I'm feeling quite lonely and depressed. And I would just appreciate a Daily Auto Bible family prayers. I know there's other Canadians out there, too. I would like to connect with you as well. I just found Daily Audio Bible by searching online. It was something that I needed at that time, and it's been a blessing to me. And I've been away from it for a while, but I'm glad I'm back with the family of the Daily Audio Bible. And Brian, you've done such a fantastic job, and hopefully I'll get to meet you someday if you ever come up to Canada. But I would just appreciate some prayers for this, that the Lord would heal me and that you would continue to use the doctors and nurses to continually help me to cope and be an instrument of healing in my life. I grew up as a pastor's kid in the Anglican church. And, I've known other pastors' children that have been the worst kids you can imagine, rebellious rebels, is basically the way I describe them. But the Lord protected me from a lot of things that I could have gotten into. And I was never ashamed of my father as a pastor. I always thought that my dad was, you know, the best pastor on the planet, and that's probably because I'm biased. And not only that I'm biased, but I just think he is the best pastor on the planet. And I'm very proud of my father, whereas a lot of pastor's kids that I knew were ashamed of their dads and didn't want to share what their fathers did for a living. But even though I went through the depressions and stuff, I know the Lord has been with me all through those years of being a pastor's kid and having to go through a lot of ridicule and things with the church. People basically hurt me in the church. And, it's amazing. Sometimes in the church is the worst place for people to betray you, to hurt you, to, you know, stab you in the back, basically. And, I can see why a lot of people look at the church and they say, well, if that's what a Christian is, I don't want to be one. But I just appreciate, everybody's prayers. And I'm praying for everybody out there as well. Thank you again, Brian, and all the Daily Audio Bible family. And God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.